The Kingdom of Bhutan has really made headlines lately by significantly reducing its national Bitcoin holdings. It signals a major strategic recalibration in how they manage sovereign digital assets.
This decision marks a pivotal shift from an initial accumulation strategy to one focused on risk mitigation and liquidity preservation.
Exactly. Following a peak accumulation of over 13,000 Bitcoin in October 2024, Bhutan executed a series of sales amidst a broader cryptocurrency market downturn.
The most recent data indicates that the country has liquidated an additional $72.3 million worth of assets, bringing its remaining reserve down to approximately 4,400 Bitcoin.
That is a substantial move. To understand the magnitude, we really have to look at what this means for their treasury's confidence and future stability.
The reasons behind this strategic pivot are rooted in market risk management and diversification. For a developing economy like Bhutan, preserving hard currency stability is often prioritized over potential high growth prospects associated with volatile assets.
Selling into a downturn allows the government to convert digital assets into fiat currency, which can then be used to fund essential public services or infrastructure projects without the risk of holding depreciating assets.
Furthermore, many nations initially adopt Bitcoin for its scarcity and decentralized nature. However, over time, as technology matures and regulations tighten, governments often favor a more balanced approach.
I can see how Bhutan's move mirrors actions taken by other central banks and sovereign wealth funds globally that are currently de-risking their crypto portfolios to align with stricter compliance standards.
The implications for Bhutan's economy suggest that this action does not necessarily signal a retreat from blockchain technology itself. Instead, it indicates a shift in perspective from accumulation to liquidation for liquidity management.
The funds recovered can be utilized to stabilize the national budget or to invest in other sectors of the economy that offer more predictable returns. It demonstrates that the country is willing to prioritize economic stability over speculative gains.
Furthermore, this action sends a message to the international market about Bhutan's fiscal prudence. For other nations considering entering the crypto space, it offers a cautionary tale about the importance of risk management in volatile markets.
The decision underscores that sovereign adoption does not guarantee static holdings. Rather, it requires continuous adjustment based on market conditions.
In conclusion, the Kingdom of Bhutan's decision to offload a significant portion of its Bitcoin reserves marks a critical moment in the history of sovereign cryptocurrency adoption.
While the initial accumulation showcased confidence in digital assets, the recent sell-off highlights the realities of market volatility and the necessity for prudent financial management.
As the cryptocurrency landscape continues to mature, nations like Bhutan will likely continue to adjust their strategies based on economic security needs.
For investors and observers, this serves as a reminder that the future of digital assets in emerging markets will be defined by a balance between innovation and the necessity of maintaining fiscal stability.
This case study illustrates how developing economies navigate the transition from speculative asset acquisition to long-term treasury management.